Hi, I'm Hilary O'Connor, Lead Technology Strategist here at Microsoft New Zealand, and I'm joined today by Clint Rupkus, a technical evangelist up in Seattle at Microsoft Corp. Welcome.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so how are you enjoying it down here so far?
I'm enjoying your weather. I mean, it gives me the feeling of home.
You've seen it today though, right?
It is rainy and it is Seattle, basically.
Well, we aim to do these things for you.
I know. Yeah.
So tell me, the rumor, is it true that the technical evangelist role is the coolest job at Microsoft?
In my opinion, it is, because we get to do all the crazy stuff where we have access to the earliest bits available, so then we can learn the SDKs, et cetera, so then we can come up with samples and cool demos and give technical talks at, you know, events like TechEd, mm-hmm. and help the public on how to leverage the APIs the best.
So give me an example of some of the cool projects that you're talking about.
So for myself, I helped out the Coding for Fun team and the Channel 9 team. So myself, Dan Fernandez, and Rick Barraza, and Brian Peake, we build out crazy demos like life-size boxing robots where the awesome. Head pops up. If you've ever played the game Rock'em Sock'em Robots, it's basically that, but they're 700 pounds, 7 foot tall, drivable via Kinect. We built a car with Ford and West Coast Customs, where it's just tricked out five ways to heaven. That leveraged Azure, leveraged Kinect, it leveraged Windows 8, Windows Phone, whatever we could put in that car, we put it in, and we tried to do it so it made sense. We'll also do API wrappers to make something that's kind of hard extremely simple. So then, like, if you want to, let's say, use a Wiimote, which is made by Nintendo, Brian Peake actually created an amazing wrapper that makes it so easy that you can leverage it in any .NET app in WPF. So that's kind of what the team I'm on does.
Where do you get the ideas from?
So a lot of the ideas that we come up with, it's just not me, it's an entire team. So mm-hmm. it's myself, Dan Fernandez, Brian Peake, and Rick Barraza will come up with these crazy ideas that we come up with. And a lot of it is the event that we're at directly drives what is done. So for like South by Southwest, the example was, the theme was retro gaming. So because of that theme, we already had kind of like, here is a broad idea set that we have to follow. So we came up with boxing robots after, you know, we had an entire whiteboard filled with random ideas, and, you know, we brainstormed, said there are no rules here, just whatever comes to mind, just throw it up there. And then we started filtering out things like, okay, well, that we can't do in the time that we're given. That is going to be too expensive. What about this? How are we going to pull this off? Like in boxing robots, there was a couple times where I would come in and be like, I don't think we can do this because, like, I couldn't figure out how to do the mechanics on mm-hmm. one part. And then, you know, because there is a team of people, they were like, well, have you thought about this? And I was, you know, take a step back, go, that's a good idea. And then next thing you know, we're still rolling.
There's a lot of collaboration.
Oh, yeah. On. Yeah. Like, without Brian Peake, Dan Fernandez, like, those guys are amazing.
Cool. Now, is there such a thing as a typical day in the life in your job?
It changes from day to day. Like, a big thing was a couple weeks ago was I was invited to come here. I mean, it's like, hey, do you want to go to New Zealand? I'm like, yes, I do. Or another, you know, example is, next thing you know, they're like, hey, Lego wants to help out, build a wrapper for the EV3, the new Lego Mindstorm kit. So it's like, I get to work with Lego. Like, that's every kid's dream to go play with that. And, you know, like I said, it depends day to day.
So Clint, you're here for TechEd New Zealand.
Yes.
Tell us about your session.
So I'm doing Innovation 301, and it's building applications with Kinect for Windows. So it's all about, we're gonna talk about the basics of camera, depth data, skeletal data, along with speech data, and come up with real world examples that show how to do these things. It's a spin-off of Dan Fernandez's TechEd North America talk, where I'm gonna go, I dropped a couple of his thought things, and then I'm bringing in a couple new things. Like I'm going to be talking about speech APIs in my session, where he covered more open CV and a couple other things.
Fantastic. So not to be missed.
Hopefully not.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come and talk to us today. Okay. It's been great talking to you, and we'll see you next year.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, everyone.